We are very excited that South Bend Cubs baseball is back in 2021. South Bend won the Midwest League Championship in 2019. Then last year, of course, the pandemic led to no minor league baseball, but plans are being made for minor league baseball to take place across the country once again, including at Four Winds Field, including right here on WSBT Radio, your home for the South Bend Cubs. I'm Darren Pritchett, looking forward to calling South Bend Cubs baseball again this year, and I'm joined by the brand new manager of the South Bend Cubs. Please welcome Michael Ryan to South Bend. He joined the Chicago Cubs organization last year after 7 years in the Pittsburgh Pirates organization, 149 games at the major league level with the Minnesota Twins and the Los Angeles Angels. Michael, it's Darren. First off, great to have the opportunity to talk to you for the first time, and we'd like to welcome you to South Bend, and I hope you have a wonderful summer here in our fine little town.
Well, thank you very much for having me, Darren. It's an absolute honor, and so excited to talk to you guys tonight. Can't stress enough how excited I am to get this going, so let's do this.
Absolutely. Well, Michael, just from what you've heard about the South Bend Cubs, the facilities, also Andrew Berlin, our owner. I know you've got a relationship already with Paul McAnulty, mm-hmm. our hitting coach, who is back in South Bend this year. What have you learned early on about what you're going to find when you come to town?
I have not heard anything but great things about the city of South Bend, the facilities there, the stadium, attendance, what is brought to the table, how exciting it is to be there for a summer, and just to understand how honored that you need to be to manage in that great place. It's funny because I'm such a Notre Dame guy that I'm so excited to be able to be in South Bend, and you know, this is the closest I'll be to be close to the university, and I'm just so excited. Hopefully I can take a tour and see the Golden Dome.
Oh, we will make sure we take care of that. The unfortunate part is we have two home games with Notre Dame football in September. And of course, the South Bend Cubs are going to be on the road when those are happening. But you'll get the flavor of Notre Dame once you come to town, that's for sure. And, Michael, just from your perspective, you were a part of that Pirates organization for 7 years. Now you're part of the Cubs organization, and this is kind of a golden age for the Chicago Cubs organization as things have really turned around, winning that World Series in 2016, now a contender pretty much each and every year. What type of opportunity is it for you to join an organization like the Cubs?
It's so exciting. You know, last year just being in spring training with the Cubs in the short amount of time before COVID hit and we had to get out of there, it was just, it's a different mindset. It's a different experience. It's almost a expectation to be great, with no disrespect by any means, but something that we lacked, I think, when I was with the Pirate organization. We were just trying to compete, and being with the Cubs in this great organization, it's not just about competing. It's about winning a World Series, and it's about winning multiple World Series. And, you know, what can we do to develop young men to be a part of that? That's what I'm so excited about.
Michael Ryan is the new manager of the South Bend Cubs, joining us on Sports Radio 96.1 WSBT. You were there last year, of course, when the pandemic hit and everything shut down. No minor league baseball last year. How difficult was it for you as a longtime baseball guy not to have the opportunity to go to the ballpark on a daily basis? I would imagine it's probably been a long time since you've had a summer all to yourself.
Yeah, it definitely was. I was, when June hit, I remember sitting at our dinner table with my wife, and we just started talking about this is the first time in 27 years that I was home during the summer.
Wow.
And as a baseball guy, you know, you take those things for granted. Like, I've never been home for a 4th of July cookout or for Memorial Day or things like that. It was exciting to be home to watch my little boys play and baseball tournaments and things like that, you know, so that was the positive. But when I would turn on a game and just wish I could be around the game, that's when it really hit you. And, you know, you complain at times about the long bus trips, but then you realize how much you miss them. And you miss, you know, maybe a bad spread on the road, but then you miss them. So those are the things that really hit me. And I'm excited to get back. And, you know, I'm a baseball guy. I can't wait to be back on the field. I can't wait to smell that grass. I can't wait to smell that leather and get back into the grind of the everyday life it is to be a baseball person.
You know, Michael, I'm not sure how far along you are in this particular process and what the Cubs have talked about, but do you have a feel at all for responsibilities you will have this year outside of what you've always done as a manager? Has the pandemic and dealing with COVID, is that something that's going to be on your desk on an everyday basis, or is that more of the training staff will kind of lead the charge on that?
You know, I think it's a little bit of both. I think that the training staff will lead that as far as the protocols and things that we need to do in order to keep everybody safe. And second of all, like as the manager at a particular affiliate, I just need to back that up. And hopefully that the later that we go in through the season, the less that we have to deal with some things as far as, you know, hopefully this vaccine can come across and we can get people in the stands and not have to worry about the little things, I guess, to try to keep everybody safe. But whatever the trainers and the medical department tell us to do, that we're going to have to abide. And whatever we can do to try to develop these guys to get through a full season, that's what we're going to do.
You know, Michael, I was talking to a fan the other day, and I mentioned to them that the minor league season, at least in the Midwest League, is going to be 120 games, and that every Monday is going to be an off day, and then you play a six-game series against one team. And the fan just said to me, well, isn't that going to be tough on the pitching? And I'm like, well, I think it's going to be kind of the same. It's going to be like having two three-game series, but you're just going to play the same team in the same facility for six consecutive days. Do you like the idea of playing six games in a row against one team in one city? Does it make sense considering where we are with the pandemic right now?
You know, I think because of the pandemic, I think it makes a lot of sense. I think it limits travel for each team. On a baseball standpoint, I think it gives us maybe a little bit of some, you know, outside the box thinking. Maybe you can come up with a six-man rotation so you don't have to face that number one game starter twice in a series. There's a whole lot of conversations that you can have and how to deal with this stuff, but whatever's going to keep the safety of the players to the forefront and to try to get them through a season, I'm all for. You know, in the past, as a manager, we've had problems with a five-game series. You know, there might be some heated moments where some things might get out of control when you just can't wait for a team to get out of town, or you just had enough. You just seen them enough to where things might happen. So, you know, I'm sure that those things might occur during the season. But the number one concern this year, I think, is the safety of the players and to be able to get them a full year of development and to play some competitive games and competitive innings. And if that's what they need to do, then that's what we got to do.
New South Bend Cubs manager Michael Ryan joining us here on Sports Radio 96.1 WSBT. Opening day, May 4th, South Bend hosting the Quad Cities River Bandits right here on WSBT Radio. And, Michael, I know you have spent time as a double-A manager in the Pirates organization. For baseball fans here in South Bend, they're about to experience something a little different, going from low-A to now high-A in 2021. For the average baseball fan, how would you describe to them possibly some of the minor differences you might see moving up a level in minor league baseball?
Well, I think it's going to be a very different thing that we have to throw out there this year, I think, with high A being in South Bend. As far as preparation to try to get these guys to the next level, you know, if you, for instance, if you take a starting pitcher, you know, they may have to deal with the DH one day, and then the next day they get called up to double A and they might have to step in the box. So throughout the workday, we're gonna have to work out some things to where we get some pitchers to like do some early work as far as bunting, get some pitchers in there to take some batting practice and things like that. In my opinion, in minor league baseball, the biggest jump that they're gonna ever have to go through is from high A to double A. So as a staff and things like that, we're gonna have to prepare them to go to double A, because technically once you get to double A, you could be one phone call away from going to the big league. So there's some things that we're gonna have to do different. Mm-hmm. That being a high A affiliate instead of a low A affiliate, to where you might have a year to try to develop some things, and that has to be rushed a little bit, I think, in high A.
Take me through your playing days, Michael, because you had the opportunity to play in the majors initially with the Minnesota Twins, then eventually with the Los Angeles Angels. Take me back to that moment when you got called up to the majors, what that was like, and do you remember anything about that first game or first at-bat you had in the big leagues?
Well, it's crazy because I have a unique story about my major league debut. First of all, I'll go back to the day before. Our AAA manager called me into the office, and he had asked me, it was a Saturday night going into a Sunday afternoon, and he asked me, would you like to take BP tomorrow? Would you like to take BP here in Edmonton, Canada, or would you like to take BP tomorrow in Kansas City, Missouri? Because we were on the road. And I said, what? Is that a trick question or whatever? So I said, yeah, I'd like to take BP in Kansas City. That'd be great. He said, good, because you're going to get an opportunity to, because you're going to the big leagues. So that was great. And so the next day, you know, I get up early in the morning. I'm going to fly to Kansas City. It's a Sunday afternoon game. After the game, the big league team's going from Kansas City to Detroit. And I had two delayed flights. So never got to Kansas City. Yeah, so never got to Kansas City, but met the team in Detroit on Monday. Got to Detroit on Monday, go into the stadium, and I'm leading off for my major league debut, and I'm playing left field.
Okay.
At this time, our major league team, the Minnesota Twins, this is late September because we had won the AAA championship, and, you know, they already clinched the division in the big leagues. So these September games sort of really didn't matter. So go on, lead off, and we end up scoring 9 runs in the first inning in Detroit off of Nate Cornejo, my first inning of my major league debut. We score 9 runs. I was two for two. I had 2 runs scored and 2 RBIs. And this is all in the first inning of a major league debut. So everybody's grabbing my bat. They're grabbing the 2 baseballs. And they want to put it in the Hall of Fame because this is a new record for a rookie in his debut.
No kidding.
Well, yeah. So wouldn't you know it, in the fourth inning, bottom of the fourth inning, I mean, it starts storming bad and raining.
Oh, no.
Tarp on. There's like 2.5 hour rain delay. And like I said, the game doesn't mean anything. The division's already clinched. And they ended up canceling the game, so none of that even mattered. So,
oh, no.
So I had the best. I had the best debut that I think you could have as a rookie and a minor league guy coming up to perform, and it's like it never happened. So, you know, that's my story about how bad a debut or a good a debut could go. So,
oh my goodness! I mean, if that game counts, I would think your agent's probably trying to get Tatis money at that point. 14 years, $340 million, because that was a Hall of Fame type day. You know,
So then they started playing. After that, they started playing the regulars, and it took me 11 more at bats to get my first hit in the big league. You know, you put 2 for 2 in there, that killed my baseball card on the back of it. So, there's a lot of stuff. You know, there's a lot of stuff that happened in my career that I like to relay to our players, what to do, what not to do. Lessons learned, and you know, that's why I love coaching so much and managing. So that's just one of the many stories that I have that I could relay.
Well, Michael, I was just going to kind of ask you, just with your experience coming through the minors and being in the majors, how much of the way you were handled or coached or your experiences go into your everyday process of trying to teach your young guys right now? They're going to be on your roster. The rights and the wrongs and everything that goes into being a ball player.
Yeah, absolutely. Three things that I stand by. Number one is we're gonna out execute everybody. We're gonna out prepare everybody, and we're gonna play the game the right way. There's a lot of managers that I played for that I try to take bits and pieces out of that. That I really enjoyed to play for. I think that every team that you manage, they have a reflection of yourself and how you like to do things. I love to tell the truth. I'll tell a player if they're not doing their job. I'll tell a player if they're not good enough. I'll tell a player what they need to get better at. I'll also build them up, and I'll tell them the truth. You know, that's the only thing as a player that I wanted to hear was the truth. And that's the one thing that I'll do. I'll tell you the truth. I'll tell you how it is. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what you're good at. I'll tell you what you're not so good at. And this is what you need to get better at. So I want every player that plays for me to run through a wall, to be able to run through a wall for me, just the way that I treat them. I want to earn their respect, and I want to gain their trust. And, you know, those are just the type of things that, you know, that's my style of managing. And if you like it, you don't. And if you do, you do. So that's just the way, that's what I'm about, and that's how we're going to move forward.
Michael, just we'll wrap things up with one more question. I've actually built a nice relationship the last couple of years with your hitting coach, Paul McAnulty, and we've talked already a couple of times this winter. And I didn't realize until we just talked this week that you and Paul were actually in the big leagues together with the Los Angeles Angels.
Yes. Yeah. So I love Mac. I tell you, Paul is one of the best, unbelievable people that you'll ever meet in your life. Love the guy. I'm so excited to be able to work with him. I'm honored to be able to continue to learn from him. But when we played together, he was honestly one of the top five teammates that I've ever had in my life. And he's just an amazing person. But you got to ask him the next time you talk to him. You got to ask him about the story. One time in Salt Lake. So, I was in the big leagues. I just got sent down, and they sent all my stuff down to Salt Lake. And I'm a big MMA guy. I love MMA. I love the UFC events.
Yep.
Used to train and just love it. So I had some MMA gloves in my bag, and I get off the plane, I walk into the clubhouse, and Mac has my gloves on, my MMA gloves. So I said, dude, what are you doing? Like, don't, you know, because I got terrible OCD. I don't like people messing with my stuff. Like, I know everything where it's got to be. And he was like, what are you talking about? These were just sitting on the floor. So I was like, those are my gloves, man. Don't be messing with my stuff, man. Or else I'm going to put those on, and you're gonna get something. You know, so that's like sort of how me and Paul like met. But since that day, just we have become very close. when I went to the Cubs in spring training last year, he was, you know how Paul is, you know how Mac
yes.
is. He was the first one to, he was waiting by the door with a big, just give me a big bear hug and, you know, just welcomed you with open arms. And it's a guy that I would just definitely go into the foxhole with, and I'm so excited to be able to work with him. And he's one of my best friends in this game, so it should be a good dynamic. And
good.
It's a guy that I don't have to worry about. He's going to show up to work every day. He's going to treat people the right way, and I'm so excited to be just with him.
Well, he's changed me last year. I got to admit, I was never a big fan of pitching machines because I like to see the ball coming out of the pitcher's hand. But he did something last year with the pitching machine, and our batting average and on-base percentage went up significantly over a two-week span. And I bowed down to him and said, Paul, I will never say that a pitching machine is a bad thing again.
Ask him the real reason. You know, ask him the real reason why, because he can't throw BP. That's why.
Well, I wasn't going to say that, but I've experienced his warm-up, so I just put a helmet on. I'll just say that.
We're just trying to get nine guys to be able to play that night. If he throws DP, he's drilling four of them. So, yeah,
Michael.
But, no, yeah, it's great. Thank you for having me.
Well, absolutely, Mike. I'll just tell you, there's been a couple of times I've been asked to throw BP to kind of help out in that area. So we'll just leave it at that.
Don't tell him I said that.
Oh, no. I will not say a word. Hey, Michael, great to get the chance to talk to you. Really, really appreciate it. And looking forward to getting the chance to work with you this year. And I think you're going to have a great experience at Four Winds Field and being around Notre Dame. I think it'll be a summer to remember. So we can't wait to have you in town. And please be safe the next few months. And looking forward to spring training and seeing you here in early May.
Thank you, Darren. I appreciate your time. Thanks for having me. It was an honor to be able to talk to you. And looking forward to a tremendous 2021 season.
All right. Mine as well. Thank you, Michael. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Darren.
You betcha. Michael Ryan, the brand new manager of the South Bend Cubs. The schedule is out May 4th. South Bend hosting the Quad Cities River Bandits at 7:05. You can hear that game on WSBT Radio.